This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Koch coming to you live on draft week. We've got an exciting episode tonight that we're super, super jacked about.
I am so jacked.
Jack Daniels the bout. Jack Daniels the bout.
It was the joke I just made.
Start to Jack.
It was just okay. So, what are we going on tonight, Sinone?
Other than Ben's awful joke. So, we're going to combine two of my, I would say, top five loves, if I'm including my wife and my dog as part of that. Yeah. Yeah, we're combining the NFL draft, kind of, draft format, and ballet, while drinking alcohol. No, so we're going to combine drafting with bourbon. We're going to marry the two together.
NASCAR drafting?
The technique of driving very closely behind the person in front of you to gain efficient...
The melting of two hot metals.
I hate you guys.
That was a good one. All right.
Anyways, yeah, we're going to... Go ahead and pick some bourbons and draft them to our teams, and whoever has the best bourbon at the end.
Are we voting at the end of this, or how do we get to determine who
wins? I think
we're
going to ask our listeners and friends to weigh in days from now and make this an irrelevant practice.
Spoiler alert, Ben is.
So there's going to be some rules here to this that TJ will explain more articulately than I articulately. Well, won't you? But Ben is sure to screw up those rules and not understand the assignment, so it's going to be an interesting couple of rounds here as we go ahead and start drafting soon.
Ten rounds with Jose Cuervo. It was an old song. It was one of my favorite songs.
Jose Cuervo.
So okay, yeah. So we've got a draft tonight. What we're going to do, and how did we come up with the list for the draft, Brendan? Do you remember?
I do remember. I'm not blackout drunk yet. So basically what we did was we just went through the last year of shows, went through all of our reviews, and anything that we've reviewed, we put on our board to draft, if you will. So just like NFL teams put prospects on a board, we put our previously reviewed bourbons or ryes or whiskeys in some cases on the board. And we categorized it into five different categories to kind of create a tier system, if you will. So yeah.
So kind of a fun thing, and I'll share this really quickly so that people can see it. I'm not sure how well they can see it here. Maybe I can.
Well, there, I hardly know her.
But yeah, kind of fun. We have, there we go. Look at that. Look at that. Look what we're doing. Zooming on in.
Hello.
Did we fix the Jack Daniels one yet? No, we did not.
Can we?
Brendan got confused with on the bench and bourbon on a budget. So we've got a budget category, a budget plus category, so maybe something that's just above that budget range, a beyond the budget, stuff between $50 and $80, a store pick category, and then an allocated category. What we'll do is we'll pick two from each category. We'll randomize an order. We'll do a snake draft, and then we'll come up with a list of 10. Mm-hmm. Can we trade picks in this?
Ooh,
no.
Let's just see where this goes. I'll allow it. I think that could make for some fun shenanigans potentially. The fact that Ben said no made me want to do it even more.
Immediately, I was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, we definitely need to do some pick trading." So this should be fun. We will start with the highest bidder, and by the highest bidder, I mean whoever ends up winning on this wheel of death. Brendan, pick a number.
Three.
One through five. Okay, three. So we're going to shuffle three times.
I didn't know it was one through five.
Two, three shuffles.
Okay, yeah.
And then we're going to click
shuffle. Great.
We'll spin one time for first. And then we'll remove a name and spin for to see who gets to go second. So we are spinning. Oh,
show it to me.
Show it. Show any. Sorry. This.
That was fake. Fake news.
Big boy. Big boy play there. Yes.
Brendan is our winner. Okay, so we'll take Brendan out.
Brendan's going first. The worst.
Ben, pick a number 1 through 4.
6.
1, 2. It was 2. You picked 2. Shuffle and spin. So who goes second and who gets the back-to-back pick? Ben will go third. I thought for sure that was Ben. So, all right. So this we have our order.
Ben's already losing. Brendan? The first overall pick. Right? TJ. Oh, sorry.
Are you going to share the list while we're doing this? That way people can kind of like watch along.
Yep. That's a good idea.
I am.
Yeah. Watch along as I read it out loud.
Okay, so back to this tab, and we've got our budget, we've got our budget plus, we've got our beyond the budget, our store picks, and our allocated. Brendan, you have the first pick in tonight's draft. Wait, let's back up just a little bit. What are we drinking tonight for the draft?
Ooh.
And what are you drinking for the draft on Thursday?
All right, so one, let's explain real quick before we get into what we're drinking. So TJ mentioned budget, budget plus, beyond budget, store pick, allocated. I think store pick and allocated are self-explanatory. Budget is sub $35, budget plus about like $35 to $45, and then beyond budget is like $50 to $80 bottles. So that's how we kind of categorize these. What I'm drinking tonight is a Kentucky Spirit by Wild Turkey store pick from, where was it? It was in Mississippi. High Cotton Wine and Spirits, friend of the show, Jason Noe. Picked this up on his travels about a month or two ago, sent this down to me. I popped it open after he gave it to me, and I kind of let it aerate a little bit since then. This is a really, really nice store pick. Very nicely done. Quintessential, if you will, Wild Turkey product. Woo. And then during the draft, guys, I'm going to Las Vegas with a couple of my best friends, and we are going to hopefully get blackout drunk. I don't know if we're going to actually go to the draft, the NFL draft in Vegas. Then we're going to go to the sports book, throw down some prop bets, and drink copious amounts of bourbon and
Are you actually doing that for like real life?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
When's we just the made draft?
It was Thursday night. Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well,
I wouldn't be doing
it. I was like,
with you guys. The draft was happening.
It's like
Brendan is a huge draft nerd.
Like, stop lying to people. You can see your house.
I'm in Las Vegas. Can I do the Las Vegas background? That won't be fast enough. So yeah, that's what I'm drinking.
Where are you staying in Vegas?
Planet Hollywood Hotel, which I guess is like right in the middle of the strip. And
oh, yeah,
I mean, we're not gonna spend a whole lot of time in the hotel room if you catch my drift.
No, I'm catching your drift.
Okay,
Ben, what are you drinking? What are you drinking on Thursday night for the draft?
Ooh, Thursday night for the draft, I'll probably be drinking, I don't know. I mean, water, I don't really watch the draft, so anyway,
you come over for the draft on Thursday,
yeah.
Like watching people call out names that you don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. But tonight though, I'm drinking Maker's Mark 46 cask, an OG, a throwback to our wheat month. And it's our toasted.
No, it's our wheat month. Wheater. Wheat I month. Hardly know her. That was King of the Hill.
Oh, King of the Hill wheat. This is like sleeper. So, yes.
Oh, it's a sleeper. Cast. That's a draft vernacular right there.
Sleeper? Ben. I barely know her.
That's terrible. Okay, so I've got something that we're going to talk about a little bit on Thursday, too. An Elijah Craig 2015 barrel proof. A barrel proof from 2015. So, kind of a fun one. I think I'm going to switch to something else soon because it's almost out and we got 10 rounds to go. So, one different whiskey for every round.
10 rounds.
Look at Josh also drinking a little Wild Turkey product while watching the show. Thank you.
Hola, Josh.
Hello.
Mayamo Ben.
I got way too much going on for
comments. Yeah, there's a lot going on. That's why I shouted it out. I'm trying to help you out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. My man, Josh. Josh, we're sitting on the deck drinking Rare Breed. You know what?
We've never reviewed Rare Breed. I think that is
a
crime for a bourbon on the budget show to not do one of the best.
Oh, we did
budget cast drinks.
Let's get to the draft. We got 10 to go.
Ding, 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 okay. Ding, ding, ding. Up first in tonight's draft, Mr. Brendan Sinone. First pick.
Brendan is on the clock.
I think there's some strategy in this, by the way. Brandon and I were talking about different strategy the other day. I don't want to give it away just yet, but
all I know is that you guys have talked strategy, and I have not even looked at this. So,
we'll stall a little bit since you're picking third and fourth. And
go ahead and pick.
All right, my strategy. So I do have a strategy.
I remember my first.
Brendan is waiting to hit puberty. He's hitting puberty right now.
I remember my first try.
I don't think my voice cracked as much as I just started choking. So I do have a strategy to this. I don't want to reveal it to you guys, but a big part of it was picking first. It just so happens I am going to pick first.
I'm glad that your strategy was pick first. Yeah, that's literally everyone's strategy.
Executed.
Jeez.
So I'm looking for spots where I'm going to find value, okay? But also, since it's picking first overall, there needs to be a heft to it. There needs to be some shock value. There needs to be gravitas and pageantry and everything that should be done with a draft. So I'm going into the allocated section with my first overall pick. I am picking our top-ranked whiskey of our first year doing this of 2021, Michter's Barrel Strength Rye, to really just set a beautiful foundation for my next nine picks. Great.
What
start.
A strategy. Woo! Went straight to the hardest stuff to get. No one would have saw that coming.
It is a draft. I'm trying to field the best.
What a genius move.
It is a draft.
Yeah.
And so I think that kind of makes sense because usually you draft the
best
quarterback overall.
The best player. The most valuable, unless you're the Jags, which they're going to screw that up this year, but never mind. I won't go down that rabbit hole.
So I'll go next. I love that pick. I will tell you, if I had first pick, that's probably what I was going with. So I think you crushed it with that. I think you did a fantastic job. I will go first.
Second.
And I will take – oh, second. Yeah, good call.
TJ's drunk.
Yeah.
Great.
I will take, because I was kind of going with that one too. That purple's a little too close. Let me find like a red or something. Pink. I will take the. Is this Blue Note store pick our store pick that we just reviewed? Like
it is.
On the show? Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take our Blue Note store pick.
Wow. Okay. What a terrible decision.
That's a homer pick.
What a terrible decision. Jeez. These people are falling apart. Y'all are falling apart already.
All right, Ben, you get two picks here.
Okay, number one.
Wait, real quick, why did TJ? Why was that your number one? Why was that your
terrible decision?
Yeah, it's a little surprising.
Terrible decision.
I don't think it's because it's a banger, but
So there are only six store picks, and so there's less variety there. Like all of the store picks will be gone. Not all the budget, not all the budget ish, not all the budget beyond. And when I look at all these store picks, there's definitely some. I mean, the AHT single barrel, Mashable 2, like that's a great one. But
well, no talking about them, other picks coming down the road. You can't.
I don't care. Take the Ben can take what he wants. He can read. I just think that that's the one that's going to have the most sentimental value to us.
Okay.
When you get to pick your own store pick, like, you know, it's like LeBron drafting Cleveland. Or it's like Cleveland taking LeBron. You know, it's your hometown thing. I just took LeBron overall, number two.
Okay. For picks. For pick number three, you have to lock down Stagg Jr. The fact that TJ passed on Stagg Jr. to go and choose Blue Note, terrible decision.
That's a good choice, Ben.
1,000% a good choice.
I don't want to explain my strategy, but that is a brilliant choice.
Jeez.
That's a good one.
Okay.
You're now picking the first pick of round two.
Yeah, the way we're determining who wins is by the viewers, right?
Yep.
Okay. For the second pick, or the first pick in the second round, Ben is going to pick Blanton's.
This is terrible.
Oh, boy, that's
terrible? Awesome. No.
That's a bad pick.
Okay.
Do you want to give some reasoning behind that or you just want to move it on?
Yeah. I don't want to get stuck with pretty much any of the other allocated items. The only other thing that I'd be looking at being is like super allocated would be Wild Turkey 1. But I think if I'm going to round out my profile, having a Stagg Jr. High Proof and a Blanton's to just kind of just be as a full team, Blanton's is a hitter for a reason, you know? So he's there.
Oh, he's placating towards the crowd too as part of this. That's what
yeah. I'm going to take best available because that's what you should do with early picks in the draft. And you I'll use up my second store pick and I'll take the EHT single barrel.
Oh, that's a good one. That was
because that's kind of an allocated as well. Just
yeah, that's a good one. That was number three on my big board, TJ. So that was a good one. I thought I was going to have a chance to swing around and get my damn. I thought I was going to be able to get 1, 2, and 3. Oh well. All right. So this is interesting because as we're going to finish up round two here, Ben's out of the allocated business, right? He's done. No more allocated picks for him the rest of the way. And TJ's out of the store picks. Mm-hmm. I guess like because one of you's out of store picks. I didn't want to pick any store picks early because I thought all of these are really, really good at different like levels. Like I think there's no bad store pick that we're gonna pick from. So
correct. It doesn't even matter what you get left with in that.
So yeah, I didn't want to touch that early on because I figure we'll be. I mean, I think the E.H. Taylor one is super. You'll never find anything remotely close.
It'd
to
be
that again.
A terrible decision to make your first
so
two
here's
picks
a,
out of.
So store here's
pick.
What I'll here's what I'll say about the two store picks.
Awful.
I think I have the most unique store pick. I think I have the biggest hitter as far as the store pick goes with the EHT single barrel too. And I have the one that has the most sentimental value with the blue note.
Yeah. So I think I hit all three of those. I think if you went one or the other early on, but it's all right. We don't have to like each other's draft necessarily, right?
That's literally.
But yeah, I thought
my guests are going to be hella impressed if you just want to know.
All right. So for the second pick, final pick of the second round. You guys are going to be surprised by this, but I think this is going to really screw you guys over really later on in the draft here. I'm going to go to the budget plus section. Now I'm going to take
record.
terrible decision. Jeez.
Character concerns there. I'm going to take the Four Roses single barrel, which was one of our highest valued bourbons. I think it's a crowd pleaser, and I think in that price range, one of the best values on the bourbon market, and that's easily attainable. So I'm going to go with Four Roses single barrel, 35. Yep, yep.
I like it. You have another pick.
Interesting.
Ah, oh, damn.
Interesting. Thank you. You guys are choosing wrong.
That was great. Sports.
All right. So I didn't think I'd get to this point with two out of my top three already in the bag. So I'm going into round three here. We got Widow Jane, Decadence Bourbon. Just kidding, Joe. Love you. Man. I am going to go with... I know this is not great. Oh, you know what? All right. I got one that I absolutely love. I think this is great value. And
I think I know what you're picking, and I'm mad at you for it.
I don't think
can we trade this pick?
Yeah, let's. I want.
Well, I don't know what I would get later, so
I'll trade you this pick.
I don't know
pick.
How to trade picks.
I will give you this pick right now.
No, and, there's no trading picks.
And you shut your mouth. This I will give garbage. You this pick right now. And you give me, and then we just switch picks. And the next time where you're ahead of me, so next round, then give me your second.
TJ, he's not choosing what you're choosing. You're acting out of fear. I know what you're looking. I know that you're scared that he's choosing this. But it's so wrong. He's not going that. He's looking at the wrong. No, I don't believe Brendan is smart enough to choose what you're thinking that he's going to choose. So no.
I know what he's afraid of me picking.
I know exactly what he's afraid of.
I might
of
be
too.
Picking that.
No, it's not.
So what I want is not just, you know what?
Which category is it in?
I'm not telling you that. I'm not giving you my board, but it is in the beyond the budget category.
Oh, he's coming for it. He's coming.
I knew it.
So
don't be
if
a loser.
You want the right to pick what you want right now, you have to give me.
Don't be a loser.
Nah, go ahead. It's all you.
Oh, damn it. I was bluffing. I'm not going to take your stupid 1910.
I know
toasty,
you weren't. I was like, come on.
But I am going to go with Smoke Wagon Small Batch.
That's what I knew you were taking. But I still, once I saw the 1910, I was like, you can just take 1910 later.
Okay. I'm going to go with Smoke Wagon Small Batch. I think that's an extraordinary value, even in that price range. I think it's awesome. I love it. It's, again, going to be another crowd pleaser. People know Smoke Wagon is
easy for you to say.
All right, TJ, after all that, you're up.
I'm going to pull a Ben here and placate to the crowd and go with Michter's 10-year rye. We didn't especially love that, but I think if the crowd's voting on stuff, I think that that's one that is going to bode well. I think it might bode better than the Michter's barrel strength ride does, based on like just crowd kind of voting and approval and stuff. So this is me drafting. I drafted LeBron earlier. I feel like I am drafting Baker Mayfield just to put him into Cleveland right now because the crowd wants it. So, Ben, you're up.
Another terrible decision. Jeez.
You sound like Trump.
Okay.
Everything you say is like, oh, he's a terrible decision. Nobody could vote.
Yeah.
Like me.
I mean, or come on. Like we're fighting for allocated right now. I mean, geez. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and lock this down because the next most contested category is beyond budget. And so the right picks right now are rare breed rye.
It's a good one. That was high up there for me. That's a good pick.
Yes, rare breed rye and Old Forester 1910.
Oh, suck those it, DJ.
Those are the, I'm telling you, there's not a whole lot left in the beyond budget that is like, oh, I can't wait to grab this. No.
I don't know about all that.
These are the two.
Disagree with that completely. I'll take in the beyond budget category, I'll take the Weller 107.
Yeah.
I think that's an absolute banger. For that category.
Banger.
Much more sought after than either of those that you just picked.
Oh, no. I'm talking about drink, baby. Drink.
No, Weller 107. I barely know her. Brendan?
Let's see. I will tap out of the beyond budget market here and feel pretty good about this. I don't know if this is going to get me a ton of points like for fan voting. This is a great bottle, and it probably should be in a more expensive category because it's a $100 bottle. So I'm getting this in the $50 to $80 category range. That's Heaven's Door Redbreast finished bourbon. Ooh,
that's a trash pick.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, that was so good. Geez. You guys like that.
Way to fall on that sword. We're all fighting for that one.
What? That's an amazing bottle. You guys are fools. That's a really good quality bottle. You know. You're dead to me.
You have another pick.
Yeah, I'm writing down what I picked there. I feel really good about it. I'm out of that category.
Wait, that was the Redbreast 12?
That was Heaven's Door Redbreast, not the Redbreast 12 cast strength.
It's more embarrassing.
What?
Really? Are you kidding? Oh, geez. I would have respected you more with the Redbreast 12 cast. Come on.
Jeez. All right. We are now going to go to the fourth round. I think this budget plus, I'm about to tap out of this. I think it's a pretty crappy talent pool here. I think there's only like three or four good ones. So to get two of the best, I am happy with that. Now, do I want to get...
I have a question.
Yes?
No questions.
So we're doing 10 rounds, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But you said we can only do two of each section.
Right.
Correct. There's five sections. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, okay. But, sorry. I start and end rounds. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? For the budget plus, I will go with a crowd favorite. This is nice, simple layup. Going to get me some brownie points. I'll go Eagle Rare. I think that's a solid choice. I don't think it's splashy.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, I think it's fine at this point in the draft. This is a value pick. TJ?
It's a good pick.
Yeah.
I will go with I'll get into that budget plus as you know what? Yeah, I'll get into that budget plus as well. And I will go with the Maker's Cask Strength.
Hmm.
I think that's one that we really liked.
Yep.
You're getting a cask strength for less than $50. I like that. I like that pick a lot.
Ben, I know the talent pool is bigger for the budget than the budget plus, almost twice as much, but like I feel like there's much better selections in the budget than the budget plus. Like it's kind of a crappy grouping for us.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ben.
I would agree.
I would tell
okay. you. Okay. Geez, you're right. That does suck in the budget.
That's plus. Why I want to sell that stock pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay. So I guess I'm going to. Man. Yeah. Yeah. So I think I'm going to have to lock in my two. I'm going to probably go. Okay. So I'm going to go Russell's Reserve in the budget plus.
And... Oh, that was the first one we ever did. And Ben recommended
it.
Yeah.
Aww. The problem is you're really fighting for life in that budget plus.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go Double Rye as well. The Four Roses is complete garbage. Willett Pot Still, garbage.
Woodinville Rye.
Chattanooga 111 was the only other one that I was like, this is a decent bottle. But I think for overall drinkability and presentation, you have to go the Russell's and Double.
See, right,
How are you going to say sorry? Go ahead and keep talking. I was going
to
say that puts
I
us
was talking to myself.
Oh my God. That puts us over the halfway point of the draft. Thank God. It's
going well. 25 minutes. Yeah. We're doing great. So I'm going to take the Chattanooga 111, but because there's no urgency now that you guys are done with it, I think the Chattanooga 111 does fine there, especially for your 10th pick. Like if you think about it, you get Chattanooga 111 in the 10th round. I don't think Double Rye is much better than Chattanooga 111.
The problem is Brandon has to choose. So if he chooses that, you're locked into
– No, he's already gone. I got Eagle Rare and I got Four Roses Single Barrel. Okay.
So I'm going to get Chattanooga 111 in the last round of the draft.
Fellas, that's why I did Four Roses Single Barrel so early on. Smart. That's why that was my second pick because I looked at that bracket and I said, oh, that's trash. There's trash in there.
Well,
there so I'll do – a beyond budget here, and I think this is the best beyond budget that exists at this point. I'll go with this Horse Soldier here.
Single barrel?
Is that what you gave us the other day? Is that barrel strength?
No. That is single barrel. I gave you barrel strength. So you did not get Horse Soldier barrel strength.
Well, that's
choice.
Well, that's what.
Yeah, that's beyond budget. It's not allocated or.
I would have chosen that then, but you indicated Horse Soldier single barrel.
I didn't,
which is completely different than a Horse Soldier barrel string.
Yeah, sorry, he ran a five.
Okay,
he ran a five flat.
Okay, go ahead and change my Blanton's.
No, we're moving on.
Because that's what I meant by Blanton's was Pappy 23.
It's what we reviewed.
That's what it was.
It's what we
reviewed. Just go ahead and change it. Pappy 23.
It's what we
go ahead and change it.
Have we reviewed a Horse Soldier single barrel?
Did I mean Double Rye? I meant Michter's Midwinter Night's Dram.
What's it supposed to be? Horse Soldier what? Single barrel store pick? What's it supposed to be? Barrel strength? Oh, just
it's
the S&B.
Horse Soldier barrel strength.
The S&B are flipped around. That's your fault, Ben.
Yeah.
Not getting that.
Single barrel is a total thing. Barrel strength's a different thing. I remember looking at that and being like, oh, that's not the barrel strength because that's not what it is.
Well, Ben, it's your pick. Sorry.
I would have chosen barrel strength.
Wait, it's my pick.
That wasn't an option.
It's my pick.
Oh, yeah, it's Britain's pick. Sorry, Ben.
Also, old Horse Soldier barrel strength is a more than $80 bottle. So it didn't even fit in that category.
Here.
Brendan, what the crap, dude? This is ridiculous.
80 plus. 50 to 80 plus. Because it doesn't fit in the store. It doesn't fit into store pick or allocated. So, like, of course, it would have to be there. So, I think I got a steal. Like,
if I knew that that's what it was. But that's not
Laramie
what it
Tunzel
was. You can't just change the names.
That's
the
just poor scouting on your part, Ben.
Yeah.
I literally looked at it and I was like, oh, that's not the barrel strength. That's the single barrel.
Well, you got to know when to hold them.
Jeez, what a terrible decision that was.
Well,
okay.
Is it my pick?
It's my pick.
No, we're circling back. You did Double Rye, Horse Soldier, TJ, and now it's my pick in this round.
Okay, right? Sure.
You've been so mad.
Just change it to whatever you want.
What a big baby. Let's see.
Just following the rules of what it says.
Well, now it says something different.
I know. That's the problem.
So I don't think I have to worry about either of you guys taking this because you both have gutter palettes. But the fact that this is around at this point is going to score me so many points. And it's an amazing bottle of whiskey just because you don't like something that's age 17 next. Years. No, Wild Turkey 17 in the allocated is so damn good. And you guys are just that's ridiculous that you don't like Wild Turkey 17. That's my allocated.
Because it wasn't good.
So I took Wild Turkey 17. Now I'm going to circle back around. I'm already filled up with Budget Plus. I'm already filled up with Beyond Budget. So I can either go in the budget. You know what? Yeah. I'm going to go into this super budget category. I'm going to go with Old Forester 100 Rye. I love that.
That's a so great good. Pick. Absolutely fantastic pick, Brendan.
Thank you. Not as good as like if you were able to find a Horse Soldier Barrel Strength at this point in the draft.
Yeah, and then just change the name of it to Horse Soldier Barrel Strength.
So at this point, I'm going to get Chattanooga 111 with my 10th pick. At this, I'm going to get Wild Turkey 1 with my 9th pick.
You don't have,
so I
you don't have to pick that one either. Yeah. Oh, he's going way too far ahead of us. Okay, go on.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like I'm taking those two late. But I think all I have left is I have one budget plus and three budget or two regular budget ones. That's the Chattanooga later. So I think at this point.
Sure you don't want Blood Oath 6 in the allocated?
No, section? I'm fairly certain. So this budget's tough because there's some really good stuff in here. It kind of hits on a lot of stuff. So I think that for my budget, I think that there's only one way to go on this, and it's with the Kirkland single barrel.
Oh, he's just trying to stick it to bed
Are
now.
Are you kidding me? Holy crap. What a terrible decision.
I think that the fact that you're getting that at, 120 proof?
Terrible decision. You're
getting a liter of it?
Terrible. You
get an entire liter, and it's $20. It's cheaper than just about anything else up here. Give me the Kirkland single barrel. Ben, you're up. Man.
Okay, so
that's tough
I'm
to see.
Looking at. No,
Kirkland, it's like taking Sam Bowie.
What
in front
a
of
terrible
AJ.
Decision. Okay, so the move here, I'm gonna go to Maker's Mark Stave Finish.
Oh, Ben, that's a good pick. Damn it.
Yeah, come on.
This man. 1910 that Josh is drinking. Shout out, Josh.
Move 1910. This is smooth. Yeah, it's a great bottle.
Let's back up. Josh asked, how do you rate a store pick? Aren't they all different based on the factors that can be involved? We rated all of these. So it's like our rate. Like we've tried all of these. These are all our ratings through the last year. So kind of remembering back to what we had when we rated them. Sorry, Ben, you were on your store pick. You want the Maker Stave Finish?
Give me the Maker store pick.
That's
and then for my
store body. Shout out Sean.
Yeah. Whew. And then for my second bottle, I'm going to go for you have to lock down one of the greatest budget bottles in the history of budget bottles. Kirkland. I don't know why this is even in this selection.
Sazerac Rye.
Give me Sazerac Rye. That's a stupid good bottle.
It's a good pick.
You're missing out on that.
I think value-wise, it's probably better than Old Forester 100 Rye, but I do like the Old Forester 100 Rye better.
Sazerac Rye is
flavors better, yeah.
What is it? It's an orange bomb. Man, it's so good.
Super citrusy. All right. TJ, that was a good double round for Ben there. I like that. It was a good back.
So this is my last pick because I've already two picks are the Chattanooga and the allocated. So my last pick is
you have a bunch
something
more
out of the budget. Say what?
I don't know why he's jumped so far ahead. It's unnecessary to confuse everyone with.
Well, I'm just saying I have two categories that have nothing left.
So we know we.
This is my last pick.
Except for the next
three more picks.
This is the next one that he has some potential competition for, I think is what he's trying to articulate.
Yeah, good point. So this is an interesting one. I'm between three on this budget here.
Yeah, because
you guys want to know what three?
No, because I still have to pick one of the budget, and so does Ben.
Okay, I'm between.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Let me know your allocated picks. That's what I care about. What's your allocated?
I'll do that
pick?
In the next round. You know what? Let's go 1 liter again. Early times, bottle and bond.
No, you didn't even like it. That was going to be my 10th pick.
Yeah, well, it's not now.
What? You didn't even like it.
Early times, bottled and bond. Sometimes you have to take things off of your opponent's draft boards.
Bitch.
I wanted the full liter.
And, yeah, no one was going for that.
Love it. I don't know who's up next. I think it's Brendan.
Brendan's going twice.
Wow, that was devastating. Wow, I wasn't really expecting that. TJ, you're dead to me. Oh, let's see. You know what? I'm going to get out of the budget bracket here. I'm going to go Old Forester 100. Great, 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 great value there. So,
good choice.
Old Forester.
Somewhat repetitive, though.
What?
Somewhat repetitive. You already have the rye.
Well, the rye and the bourbon aren't the same. One's a rye and one's a bourbon.
One's a weeded. Ben just can't tell them apart.
No, it's my pick. It's my pick still. So I'm going to – so I hopefully hurt TJ with that Old Forester 100, even though he's not letting on. That's a really
I've already
good pick.
Picked my two budgets, so
that was
he didn't.
Stupid of you. And so now I'm going to try to hurt – I'm going to hurt Ben. He didn't probably think I was going to take this because I have a little baby boy palate. But you know what? I'm going to take the light whiskey from Liquor Depot here in the store pick to proof up my selection a little bit.
Good job. I like that. I like
you
that.
Got suckered. You got suckered.
Okay, I –
problem is, no one's freaking ever heard of that.
Well,
good luck.
That's true. But everything else
good
is
luck
so
with
quality
that.
Across the board. Doesn't matter. TJ's taking Wild Turkey 1 for the next one because he's already told us like 5 times. Ben, you're up.
Wait. I'm not sure. I allocated one. I'm thinking about.
Oh, you're going to announce the pick 3 rounds ago, and now you're.
Has the card hit Tagliabue's hand? I'll take
Wild
Turkey 1. I'll take Wild Turkey 1 in the 8th round, mind you.
Great. You know, way to go.
All right, Ben, your last 2 picks.
Last 2 picks. Okay. So I need one of the store picks.
Correct. And one budget.
And one of the budgets. Okay. So I'm actually really happy with either of the Taconic or the Russell's Reserve store pick. The problem, though, is I think the Russell's Reserve store pick is like more well-known, and it's great, but the Taconic, I think, was better. But since we're just going with our viewers' votes, I think we're going to go with Russell's.
It's good logic.
Which is... You know, like
it's a hilarious pick to me because now Ben has literally 2 bottles of Russell's Reserve.
But one's the 90 proof and one's the 110. Yeah, so fine. You can mix it together and make 100 proof.
Okay. Yeah. My last pick.
No, I get to pick again.
Ben, so. This is Ben's last pick.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, Josh asked, wouldn't our store picks be different than his? Yes. Yeah, they would. But we're still just rating based on what we reviewed.
And so, all like store picks will. You know, vary the mileage will vary with them, but like some, so like the Maker's Mark state finishes. Like I think we've loved every single offering we've had from different stores. So like that's going to have a pretty high quality. The Russell's Reserve single barrel line, like that changes a lot from store pick to store pick. It can be really hot and spicy. This one is particularly really good that Ben picked. So yeah, it'll change a little bit. Our also, Blue Nut store pick is elite. It's amazing.
It's the best thing on here.
I don't know if it's the best thing on there.
Yeah, okay, LeBron.
Crazy.
Calm down.
Okay.
Both have receding hairlines.
For my second pick.
Your last pick.
Yeah, my second pick and last pick. I don't see how I can get away from Old Faithful Buffalo Trace. I know you're like, wait for that.
Thought maybe Brett. I thought maybe Ben had a stroke and kind of went back in time to when he thought Old Tub was good.
Yeah, Buffalo Trace, man, it's the way to go. You have to grab that.
With my 10th pick and the second pick of the 10th round,
no one cares.
I will go with.
Let me guess, Chattanooga. 111.
Oh yeah. Oh, what about Long Branch is still there? Wait. Willett Pot still is still around, guys.
Yeah, Willett Pot still sitting there. Small batch, four roses.
Small batch. Oh guys, three-cord blended bourbon.
Chattanooga, three-cord blended. Brendan has one more pick, and the pick has been made for him. It's the Taconic Double Barrel, which I know he loves. So that's a
I love that. The very last pick. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a solid option.
All right, so let's go over our drafts real quick. I'm going to start off and just say I love the versatility of mine. I got a maple syrup cast strength. I have a light whiskey. All right, I got a 17-year-old Bottle and Bond Wild Turkey product. Are you kidding me? I have Michter's Barrel Strength right at the top of it, just be the anchor. And I have the Heaven's Door Redbreast finish, so something very, very unique. And then just fill in the blanks with, like, hey, there's a Smoke Wagon small batch in there. There's a Four Roses single barrel in there, two Old Forester products, which are great budgets. And then Eagle Rare. Like, Eagle Rare might be the worst bottle I have in this entire lineup. This is an amazing lineup. I skull F'd you guys. I skull F'd you.
What I do think would be interesting is if we kind of compare, I would love to know, Ben, which one you think is better out of mine and Brendan's. Brendan, same for me and Ben. And then I'll look at you two's and see if I can kind of like come up with which one I think is better. Cause I always do kind of find interest in that. I don't think that'll be like an official ranking. I think we'll ask people kind of what they think is best, but maybe like, let's take just a minute and maybe Brendan, you go first. You look at mine and, mine and Ben's, maybe the best way. Okay. Maybe.
Well, how about this? While I'm deciding, you guys explain what you like about yours and make your case to me and to the listeners as well. So TJ, tell us what you like other than your awful first pick, even though
I think a really good way to do this would be to go through each category. And Brendan, you say who won each category. It's hard to look at 10 overall, right? But like who won each category and go from there. Mm. So, I think when you're looking at value, the fact that I got Early Times Bottle and Bond 100 proof and 120 proof over Ben's 290 proof bottles, which are staples, classic staples, Buffalo Trace and Sazerac are very good, and we rated them highly. I think when you kind of factor in the value of what you're getting out of my two, they definitely kind of blow it away, you know, not proof down. The budget plus kind of the same idea here. His Double Rye is in the 90s. The Russell's is 100, right? Is that what Russell's is, or is Russell's
90? I think it's 90. So Ben, so the proof for again, has been very, very tepid.
Low proof on those, where I've got another 110 on both the Chattanooga and the Makers. So I'm going to lean towards those, a little bit more flavor, but I do like Double Rye a ton. So I do think that's his budget plus is good. I think that my Horse Soldier Barrel Strength goes toe-to-toe with his Rare Breed Rye, and the Weller 107 is a little more softer than the 1910. Again, low proof. Ben being the low proof guy on this is pretty surprising. Store picks, I do. So actually, his Beyond budget is probably better than mine. My store picks are without a doubt better. The Blue Note is better than the Russell's, and the EHT is better than the Makers. You know, you may have said that I drafted the Blue Note a little too early, but I'll take both of my store picks over his, and that one's not even close. Obviously, I wasted a really – not wasted, but I went with a really high pick on the store pick. Allocated, I think that his – I think his Stag is the best bottle, and then I think my next two are second and third, and then I think Blanton's is fourth. So it kind of depends on if you like the shock factor of Stag being first or if you like a little bit more depth, because I think the Blanton's is kind of a dud. So I would give me 4-1. I'd give him the Beyond budget. Give me 4-1 on that.
Wow. Ben, he just said your draft sucked. That's what I think.
I gave him some credit. I didn't even fight. I mean, I could have said 5. You're supposed to fight for your own. I could have said 5-0.
Wow. He thinks he pretty much gentleman swept you there. What do you think, Ben?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think most of that is all incorrect.
good argument.
It's hard for me to look at any of these categories and say, yeah, TJ out chose me. That is, it's quintessentially false across the board. If you don't listen to me, listen to the open market. If you go and ask, hey, is there a secondary market for Kirkland Single Barrel versus Sazerac Rye and Buffalo Trace? There's a reason why everyone looks for those bottles. It's because they're great. So for the budget, is blown away. The only place that I would concede that he's maybe in line with me would be budget plus. Chattanooga 111, great. Maker's Mark cask, great. Double.
You
Rye,
like your store picks more?
also great.
Russell, I think Rivera, the store picks are all like, I think we all walked away with really good store picks. So it's just, it's tough to like find a distinction.
Right?
Yeah, but with the EHT Mashbill 2 and the Blue No, I mean, come on. My store picks are better than both of y'all. That's the one place I think I won.
But budget, that was, you did win
budget,
it. Go on.
He literally has one bottle that is Weller 107 and then another bottle which you just made the name up of. So that doesn't even,
he's
that doesn't even
so
count
salty
in this decision.
About that.
That doesn't, so even, that doesn't even count in this. The store picks, my Russell's Reserve Single Barrel and Maker's Mark Stave. Maker's Mark Stave is the always buy, never bad store pick.
Blue Nose
that
same
is
way,
period the best. Right, and then of course allocated Stag Junior and Blanton's. It, oh, yeah. My picks
noted
speak
Blanton's
for themselves. My picks speak for themselves, whereas TJ's picks need to be explained and justified. Just look at my picks and be like, man, who would people rather buy?
All right, real quick, I'm gonna go down the line here. I like how Ben just undercut TJ's points entirely. It was really nicely done, and he's got a nice shirt on too. I like your style. So for right, the budget. Let's see. I like both. Okay, that's a wash. You both have good quality picks there in the budget. I don't think there's someone who's significantly better than the other. For the budget,
does the extra proof and extra juice factor into that or no?
I mean, Sazerac Rye is like.
When was the last time you found Sazerac Rye on the shelf?
I can get it wherever I want at Sam's Club for like $23 bucks. I got like three bottles behind me here.
Live the dream.
All right, but I mean. That's all good quality. Like, I think we all came out well with budget.
Remember
stuff.
How well Costco treated you? Just saying.
Awful. Yeah, you know what?
Exactly.
Oh, my Aunt TJ, you stole my early times, Bottle and Bond? Dead to me. And gets the
dead
budget.
To me.
No, that's not how that works.
Budget for
got
Ben.
Him.
Brendan picks
got him.
Ben.
All I right, can't believe budget. He picked 290 proofs. And then the same thing on Budget Plus.
Some of us like to not just like nuke our palates. TJ, some of us have this refined taste where we could find and enjoy the simpler things in life. All right. Budget Plus.
Yes, Jason. To answer Jason's question, yes, we reviewed all these. Yes. And I agree. Blanton's over Larceny Barrel Proof, an absolute idiot.
Larceny Barrel Proof, we have to look at the best undrafted ones. Larceny Barrel Proof is up there.
Larceny Barrel Proof? Come on.
The Red Breast, both cast strength. I know where this is a bourbon great. Show, but like that's a really great bottle.
Larceny Barrel Proof? No.
And then I don't know how.
There's a reason why TJ had that going into like the eighth round and still was like, nah.
I don't know how it went in draft.
We both took allocated early, and TJ had free reign of Larceny, and he was like, pass.
But Ben, you should have taken Larceny over Blanton's.
All right.
So what's next? Budget Plus.
Real quick, Jason, while you're here, look what I'm drinking. A little High Cotton Kentucky Spirit. All right. So for Budget Plus, TJ with the Chattanooga 11 and Maker's Cast Strength is really solid. Those are higher proof ones. Good, great
this
values.
This is the only section I would concede.
This is TJ. The Double Rise. Both are very solid, Ben. I don't think those are bad picks, but TJ gets great picks there. So TJ gets that one. For Beyond Budget.
I'm up 1-0.
That's not accurate. For Beyond Budget, I got to be honest. I like Rare Breed better than I like Horse Soldier, and I like Old Forester 1910 better than I like Weller 107.
Weller 107 is not good.
I got to go with Ben there. For store picks, I'm going to give that to TJ by a hair. So we're tied up going into the final one. Wow.
This is an interesting one.
Oh, man.
Because, okay, so here, do you agree with me?
Guys,
Ben?
My allocated picks are so much better than both of yours. It's not even close.
I don't agree with that. No, I don't agree with that. Ben, you like Wild Turkey 1 better than 17. Like, you know I beat him there.
Brendan, come to your conclusion.
Okay, so here's the question I have for Ben before we do this. Ben, will you agree? I think you have the best one.
Yes, period.
And
there we go.
With,
that's it.
With Stag Jr., you have the best of our four. But then with Blanton's, you have the fourth best of the four.
No.
Yeah, I think
the
Michter's
10 Rye was, but the Blanton's.
Michter's 10 Rye is not good.
Blanton's is not good either.
That's my bottle, and I didn't choose it. That's how bad it is.
I am open for business. Say something nice about me. Whoever says the most accurate, nicest thing.
You're the best member of Knowles 247. And that doesn't just count going forward. That
counts. Oh, that's retroactively with Josh? Wow, that's a good one. All right, Ben, I'm going to give you a chance for a rebuttal, but that's a really good start.
You're the worst.
TJ, you won! Yay!
Okay.
I don't know, guys. That split 2.5, 2.5. Like, there's strengths and weaknesses.
There's no reason Wild Turkey 17. Wait, which one are you? Oh, you're Hevesdor. Wild Turkey 1. Do you even remember drinking that? Like, you even remember that?
Ben it was better. Ready we to liked crap it. On it no matter whose it was.
The Wild Turkey 1 we liked better than the I remember drinking it with you. We liked it better than the Michter's Toasted Barrel when we drank them head to head. So yeah, I like that one a lot.
Different
person. Okay. Ben versus Brendan. I'll do this a lot faster. Brendan, you don't have to give.
I'm great. I won every single round.
So yeah, I like Brendan for budget. I like Brendan for budget plus. I like Brendan for budget beyond. Store pick, I like Brendan. Allocated. Ben was close on this one. I'm gonna go with Brendan. So no, I'm just kidding. I just thought that'd be fun to do. No, I'm gonna take that back a little bit. Okay. For budget, I am gonna go with Brendan on that one. Budget plus, I'm gonna go with Brendan as well. But budget beyond budget, I'm gonna go with Ben. I think the Old Forester and the Rare Breed Ride are better than the Hevesdor Redbreast knocks you off. So it's 2-1. Store pick.
Bro, I'm pulling that up right now. Hevesdor Redbreast. You guys gave that never mind, not that good of a score.
Yeah, I didn't like that very much.
There you go. Plot twist.
Okay, store pick.
I'm actually really good.
I expected you more at 12.
It was really good until it got into value.
Because it was expensive and it wasn't good.
But this was free, and the price wasn't a factor here.
I like on store pick. I mean, what I will say is neither of these store picks are anywhere close to mine. I think I like Brendan on store pick and Ben on allocated because of the Stag Junior. No, the Michters. I think Brendan probably won this thing. Like, I just want to say that. Like, I think Brendan probably won out of all three of us.
Mm.
Ben, can you do Brendan and me? That's what she said.
Yeah. So I'm choosing me across the board because I had the best draft. So
Ben's still mad about the horse.
It's a tie. So luckily, it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what the viewers think.
Yeah.
And I had the best draft.
Ben is definitely a Buffalo Trace tater for sure.
I passed on the Weller 107. Pretty much any of the Weller product I passed on.
So the bench placated to the common man, if you will. Like
the open market is what you're saying? The open market.
Not the closed market.
I feel like Ben's like one step away from calling me a communist.
Just saying.
All right, Elon. Ben, did you delete your Twitter?
Do you think my Tesla stock
signed up like three new accounts?
Do you think my Tesla stock is going up or down after today?
I have no idea what Tesla stocks did to you.
That's someone who got it at $400. It's doing all right. Doing all right.
Live a dream, Brendan.
Mm. All right, that was a good. That was fun. That was a good draft.
What will we do next year?
I think I won.
Jason Diesel. Jason, I would love to know who you picked.
We need your help. We need to know what you picked.
Yeah, Jason. Ooh. If you're going to present these packs, the entire teams, who are you grabbing?
Whose pack are you grabbing?
Yeah, whose package are you most attracted to?
There you go, Jason. I'll add it back. That way, Jason. If you're watching this live, again, we'd love to know whose pack you'd be grabbing.
No, we. Don't forget.
I think my selection is very solid.
I think Ben came in a solid top three. I think Ben's definitely third.
Oh, definitely top three.
Oh.
Maybe top four if you count in character concerns.
Yeah. I think Ben's top three. Yeah, Jason picked TJ. So, good job.
Wow. Jason. Thanks, Brendan. It wasn't even particularly close. I had a strategy going into it. TJ kind of threw me for a loop a little bit with that E.H. Taylor pick. But
TJ had the best store pick, though.
Oh, good. He invested his like first round collateral on the most loaded position group.
The problem is Jason hasn't tasted my Michter's 10 rye.
Oh, and that's... Jason, for the record, loves
Eddie.
Loves.
Eddie, what's up, Eddie? I'd be grabbing bins.
That's
bins.
Right.
Eddie's the boy.
Yeah,
Eddie, come on.
I was gonna hire Eddie before tonight. Nah, he's definitely fired.
Eddie's definitely gotten demoted.
That's right.
Is Jennifer watching? We need a tiebreaker.
Jennifer's always a TJ fan. She's going to pick me.
All I know is that TJ lost. Me and Brendan won. TJ lost. That's it.
We need a tiebreaker, but I scolded.
The tiebreaker is that TJ lost. That's the tiebreaker.
All right. So we've got a scrolling message along the bottom that has been added.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
I don't know about I'm okay with that.
All right. You guys have anything you're pursuing or purchasing at this point?
Yeah, we purchased some E.H. Taylor single barrel store picks.
That was
great.
How was it?
Very nice. It was very good.
For a special occasion.
It was between Ben and Brendan. TJ, you're not even in the conversation. I love it. It's just me and Brendan.
That's horse crap. That's horse crap. Loser. Not horse soldier barrel strength.
That's not. It's single barrel. Completely different.
Yes. Yes. Brendan, have you bought anything or pursuing anything?
I've done a couple ABC trips recently, and nothing's striking me at the moment. So, yeah.
All right, what are we reviewing on Thursday?
Ben?
Elijah? We are reviewing a store pick of Elijah Craig from Tommy. Corona Cigar and Tampa Whiskey Society. 137 proof. Tune in on Thursday. It's a big bomb.
It's quintessential.
For TJ, Brendan, for TJ and the two losers who drafted with him. Oh, Jason said they're going to rewatch in order of season one.
No, it's done. Brendan won.
Cheers.
Good job, Ben.
Listen to Brendan. He doesn't know anything.
What?
Don't worry. TJ's not even in the conversation.